Chapter 1. That's a big mistake. The last bell rings. There's a sudden rush of noise as students grab books and backpacks and push chairs away from desks. Animated student voices quickly drown out the sound of the teacher.
"Don't forget to get those tests signed by your parents by Wednesday morning," Mr. Rossetti shouts, even though half of his students are already out the door.
Tyrone Howard waves in acknowledgement. He likes his math teacher, Mr. Rossetti. Math has always been Tyrone's favorite subject, but Mr. Rossetti is the best math teacher Tyrone has ever had. Mr. Rossetti relates to his students as though he's one of them, and he makes math exciting and enjoyable. Tyrone joins the crush of students in the hallway. He heads for his locker, where he expects to meet his closest friend, Malik. Tyrone and Malik have grown up together in the same Philadelphia neighborhood. They've always gone to the same schools, shared a love of sports, and told each other all their problems and dreams. To Tyrone, who is an only child, Malik is like the brother he never had. As always, Malik is already at his locker right next to Tyrone's. Malik never walks anywhere. He runs.
"How's it going, Malik?" Tyrone asks as he walks up to the locker.
"Same as usual," Malik answers. He asks Tyrone if he's still coming over for the big game that night. Monday Night Football is featuring their home team, the Philadelphia Eagles. Malik dumps his books into his locker.
"This is our first year in middle school, and Malik still hasn't changed," Tyrone mumbles to himself.
Malik has never been much for homework.
"I have to double check with my mom, but she already said it's okay since it's a special occasion," answers Tyrone.
The two friends discuss Philadelphia's chances of winning as they go outside to catch the bus home.